Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome out again for a wonderful show, a show that's for you and about you. Those of you who work so hard for your money and you're ready for your money to start working harder for you, be able to have that freedom, that cash flow and prosperity right now so you can do what you love, to be with those you love and do it whenever the heck you feel like. So welcome to our show. Thanks so much for sharing and growing our podcast. It's been fantastic watching you guys listening and binging. I've been hearing lots of you guys talking about all the binging you've been doing, and it puts a little pressure on me to keep producing more. I mean, we're over 300, but you guys are listening faster than I'm pumping these things out. So got to make sure we keep giving you good content. So thanks for being a part of this, because you guys are the Ripplers. Without you guys, without that ripple effect that you're creating, I can't create a ripple effect either. So thanks so much for being a part of this show. So today I have a special guest that I want to bring on. My guest here is David Lecko. Now, David, he's a CEO of Deal Machine, which is an app that enables individuals to find off-market deals and contact any property owner via direct mail, email, phone with just a single click. In fact, in the last year, this app has been downloaded over 80,000 times. It's been used to capture over 2.5 million potential deals by driving for dollar teams. Now, it's also added millions of dollars of revenue to scaling wholesale businesses around the United States. So your big thing is, if you're looking to especially be into wholesaling, listen up. This is humongous, because if you've learned anything, wholesaling is a business. It is an active income. This is something that's about to make your life a whole heck of a lot happier. Now, David's also a real estate investor himself, and he's been building his own rental portfolio in Indianapolis. So, hey, David, welcome to our show.
Thanks, Chris. It's great to be here.
Tell us more about your story. Like, how did you even get started down this path?
Yeah, well, I was kind of acting like a Rippler, and I wanted to, have some passive income. You know, like, I wanted to do something, and I wanted the effects of that work that I did to kind of last years. You know, I wanted that income to come back to me. And so I kind of got the original idea from reading Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Mm. And there's a cash flow game that goes with that series of books. So yeah. Where you kind of use your income from your job to invest it in a rental property that cash flows. Mm-hmm. And then one day somebody offers you twice as much as what you paid for the house. And then you kind of have this bigger pot of cash to go and reinvest and eventually get out of the rat race. Right. So I was looking for my very first rental property in 2016. The way I was doing that was driving around looking for rundown houses, because, you know, in order to get a house to cash flow, the price you pay for it and the amount you can charge for rent, it has to have a certain ratio. Yeah. And everything on the market, it was too expensive. Like, I didn't think I could rent it for enough to make sense.
Yeah.
And, The back of the napkin kind of comparison that I was trying to look for was the 1% rule. So, you know, if I bought a $100,000 house, I'd want to make sure it could rent for at least $1,000 a month. Mm-hmm. So I didn't find anything on the market like that. And I was looking then for like a rundown house, because, well, I figured if it's rundown, they've got two choices, you know, sink a bunch of money into it or sell it at a discount. And if I could get it at a discount, I was going to be well on my way, you know, with a good cash flowing rental. So yeah. Drove around. I was trying to write down all those addresses. And then I was looking up on the county website, you know, who owns this house. Mm-hmm. And the next step was sending a piece of direct mail that said, hey, I'm interested in purchasing your house. If you're interested, give me a call. And that process was really in my, while I was trying to execute it, like, I just kept driving because that was the fun part. But I kept putting off, like, looking up all the property owners and putting together the mail. And so I realized I had gone 3-4 weeks without looking these owners up. And then I drove by a house that somebody else bought and was actually renovating. And I had the address on my list, but I hadn't even followed up yet. And so that's whenever I decided I need to make an app. I'm a software developer. So I kind of took that weekend off, was behind the computer the whole weekend, making a solution that would look up the owner and send out a piece of mail for me. And that's how the app started.
I love how you just did it in a weekend, you know, like I could barely get edits to my web, you know, my web developer, you know, over a weekend. Right. And you just developed an entire app to solve a massive problem, especially for those that are, well, I mean, really anybody that's trying to do any kind of thing, even if you're not just wholesaling, I mean, this is a big deal. Even if you're just trying to find a property for cheap and then, you know, turn around, renovate it, maybe flip it. Or if you're even just trying to, you know, renovate it and then rent it just to get better, you know, better cash flow. I mean, no matter what kind of deal you're doing here, I mean, this is a, that's a humongously automated piece of the puzzle.
Oh, for sure. And it's so funny. I didn't know I was solving such a huge problem. I just wanted my problem solved. I didn't want to forget anymore. And the quality of the app kind of reflected that, you know, it didn't look great. It didn't, it wasn't easy to pick up and use, but it did what I needed it to do.
Yeah.
And of course we've put a lot more work into it since then, but it was just like the very basics, you know, look up the property owner and send out a piece of mail.
That's interesting. So how did it help you? Like, as you created it, like, what did you see happen for your own personal results?
Yeah. Well, I know, like, I was procrastinating. I wasn't following through.
Yeah.
And so it eliminated that, because when I was out driving, the moment I could pin it, I'd get it looked up and then I could send out a piece of mail immediately. And I could even
see in front of their house doing it.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, it happens in real time, and I didn't have to remember anything after that point, because it was already done. And I could just say, like, repeat this mail every 3 weeks. Uh-huh. And that's it. That's all I had to do. So it just made it very, very simple.
And did you go as far as even getting a sales force or anybody like that hired to be able to make those calls? Or?
Well, not originally, because I was just starting out. So I didn't have, I didn't have the funds to, like, employ a sales force for a long time or anything like that. Skipping a few steps ahead, we did eventually build a functionality in the app to help you manage a lot of different drivers or even friends and family members that could send you houses through the app. And so it makes it just as easy for them. You know, they just pin the property and then it shows up in your Deal Machine account so that you can send the mail out and you can see who sent you that deal in the first place. So that way you can give them recognition, make sure they get, you know, either paid per a commission or paid per lead or per hour. All that's possible now that we have the, we call it the enterprise plan, but it's, it lets you have unlimited team members basically when you have that bigger plan.
Yeah. It's fascinating because the Wall Street Journal even mentioned you in there, even though you're completely anti Wall Street with what you're doing, you know?
Sure. Well, the Wall Street Journal, that's super funny. I didn't think about it like that. We were featured in the Wall Street Journal, or it happened organically because, in my opinion, everybody's very talkative about the gig economy. A lot of these places are writing about that. And the feature of this, the title of this article is actually Uber drivers making extra cash working for house flippers. And so they originally saw an ad by one of our Deal Machine members recruiting Uber drivers, say like a flyer that they had brought to some meetup. And then, you know, the reporter from the Wall Street Journal called that guy and he's like, tell me what you're doing. And then he told him about Deal Machine and he wanted to ask me some questions. And they ended up featuring three or four of our Deal Machine members who do this. Yeah. And so they actually had like somebody's deal finder using Deal Machine on the page.
Yeah.
And I couldn't believe it. I was just like, the Wall Street Journal is so big. Like, wow, it's crazy that they want to write about this, but it was so cool. And it was really neat that our members got featured. You know, they were like the big part and center part of the article.
Well, it is creative. I mean, because, you know, I know, I mean, you and I are both in the same mastermind group, and there's massive amounts of wholesalers there, and they have varying levels of business. But most of those people, because of the high level, I mean, they pretty much have to have this operation going, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they're constantly on Facebook asking questions about, all right, how do we deal with this? How do we hire the right personality for sales and for finding these properties and doing this and that and managing clientele and all this kind of stuff, right? I mean, it's a legitimately massive business. Mm-hmm. But you kind of, I mean, one, you've solved one issue for that massive business, but especially for those that are smaller, those are like, I don't have the money to get this massive, you know, sales team, like a, you know, callers that are just calling these people up, but calling these leads day in and day out.
Right.
You don't have that money. You're creating a solution for, in even creatively with, like you said, or using Uber drivers or whoever, friends and family, right?
That's right. Yeah. I mean, a lot of these guys in our mastermind, like I know, like Scott Utz was saying, he spends $40,000 a month on direct mail sometimes.
Jeez.
You know, a lot of other guys are, you know, that five figure number as well, maybe not be as much as 40,000, mm-hmm. but what I think is really cool is, you know, when you're starting out, you don't have that kind of money, but
yeah,
I think you can compete on that kind of scale though. When, if you can drive for dollars and have some friends and family drive for you, because
yeah,
you know, you don't, you're not going to end up competing against another investor because it's a driving for dollars list, which means you can't buy it. You've got to go out and visually lay eyes on that house. So it's very unlikely that they're going to have another offer or another investor reaching out to them, you know, so you don't have to end up competing on price.
Right. Well, this gives you eyes outside your community too, right? Like this, say this is a place that's 50 miles away from you. You're not going to go out and drive out there, but if you know somebody in that area, you say, hey, I'll set up a deal. You go find these places, get them logged in, and we send out mailers. And if it closes or whatever, we'll pay you, right?
That's right.
So yeah, walk us through step by step, like how it works. Like, so what's the first thing you do? Say you're doing it yourself, right? Let's take the whole, you know, friends and family, Uber drivers and stuff off the table. It's just you going out and finding these deals. What's the first step that you do? You're using this app.
Right. So I usually pick neighborhoods that aren't completely run down, but I like to find neighborhoods that, you know, it's got some nicer houses, maybe 100,000 to 150,000 in value. And then keep an eye out for the houses, you know, maybe built in the 60s or 70s. Keep an eye out for the houses that just haven't been updated. And you can tell that very quickly by, you know, their paint's peeling, they've got a broken window or the gutter's hanging off. Maybe there's like a big tree that fell and it's been there a while. Or if you're in like a snowy area and it's a snow day, great day to go driving and see which houses don't have any tire tracks, you know, or the mailbox is like kind of stuffed open and it's open. There's mail like popping out because it's too full.
Yeah.
Those are all things that I look for. And then when you see one, you can pull up the Deal Machine app. There's a map and you can turn on the satellite view or the street view and just click on the house that you're looking at. And immediately, you know, it's going to tell you who owns that property. So you don't have to type in the address or anything. And then from there, you can take a picture of the house and press start mailers. And so the mail is going to feature a picture of the house and it's going to be really personal in that way so that they can see that if they are getting mail from other investors, we often get the feedback, like I called you because it looked like you put a lot of time into putting this mailing together.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to give you a call first. So
truth, did you put a lot of time into it?
Well, no, the app does it all for you.
Yeah.
But you know, compared to a bulk mail blast, yours is going to look a lot more personal because it's got the photo of their house that you took with your smartphone or your driver.
Like, is this your house or something like that? Right.
Right. It says, is this your property? And then it says, I'm interested in purchasing your house. You know, I could purchase it in any condition. And then, you know, the typical wording on there is default that gets a really good response rate. You can change that too. You can always change the design of the postcard, the words that are on it. That's pretty much all you got to do. Then that you can just select your default setting. So those are going to be repeated. So you don't forget about following up with that person, which is super important.
What does it cost to do something like that?
Yeah, the app is $49 a month.
Uh-huh.
And sending out a postcard is actually 99 cents.
Oh, great.
And there's a enterprise plan that's $1.99 a month. Mm-hmm. And the biggest difference there is the small plan lets you have three additional deal finders, which are just team members that have they can add properties, but they can't like spend any of your money. And you can have unlimited deal finders with the enterprise plan. And we also give you like a whole onboarding system with that. So they can actually go to a website, learn about working for your company, what they're going to have to do. They can sign up and be onboarded into your account. So when they add properties, it goes right there into your account. So it takes a lot of the heavy lifting off of that and scaling a team. Right. And when you have the enterprise plan, it's $1.99 a month. The postcards drop down to 80 cents per postcard.
Yeah, so definitely has increased volume, and you really want to get serious. That definitely helps save a ton of costs right there.
Yeah, that's right.
That's great. Wow, that's awesome. So I mean, obviously the response rate is going to be really low, right? But give me an example of like somebody who responded to one of those ads.
Well, it's a lot higher than a bulk mail blast.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, it's like we always say that if you find 200 distressed looking homes mm-hmm. and then send mail to each of them, that's about what it takes to get a deal. And so it's at least what it takes to get a deal. So usually compared to, you know, like bulk mail, you'd probably have to find like 1,000 plus on your mailing list.
Right.
And repeat that a few times to get a deal. So you're going to save a lot more money on your mail because you're not sending as much. Mm-hmm. But then what the very first deal that I did, I sent him like 6-7 pieces of mail mm-hmm. and his name was Henry. And he just called me. I said, hello. And he's like, I got one of your postcards. He's like, and I need to sell my house. And so I said, okay, great. You know, I'd love to know when you're looking at moving, and then I'll come down and meet you and I'll walk through and I'll make you an offer.
Yeah.
And so that's the easiest phone call I ever had. And, you know, you might get a few other ones that you might go through a little bit more additional questioning, but when somebody's very, very motivated, I think that phone call is very easy and you can just tell. You know, you're
especially
not selling
reaching out to you, not the other way around.
That's right. They're not you're not selling them on anything. You're actually just helping them.
You don't even have to worry about the do not call list as much either because of that. Because, you know, when those guys are doing outbound dials, they're worrying about do not call lists and getting sued and everything else. And you're not dealing with
that. You don't have to worry about a lawsuit for sure.
That's fantastic. Well, this has been awesome, man. I really appreciate it, David. Like, this is cool. It's so cool. So if people want to check this out, where would they go?
So you want to head over to dealmachine.com. And from there, you can actually start a 14-day free trial. And you're going to get $20 worth of credit. So you can actually start sending mail. What we should give them, what would you want the promo code to be for that?
Let's make it Money Ripples.
Money Ripples.
Yep.
Cool. I want to do that for all of the Ripplers out there listening. So put in the promo code Money Ripples and you'll get that extra dollar amount that you can send mail for free. Send it to yourself, see what it looks like. And then you can start adding houses, maybe even get a deal within the first 14 days. It's very doable to add 200 properties within 2 weeks. So would definitely encourage you guys to utilize that free period as much as possible.
Awesome. Oh, I love it. And that's a great deal. So appreciate it, David. So
absolutely.
So just go to dealmachine.com and then promo code will have you put in Money Ripples. And
awesome.
See how it works. So we would love to hear the stories. Make sure you guys share some of the success stories you guys have.
For sure. Please. We love that. We've actually got a YouTube playlist called Proof Deal Machine Works. And then you can actually listen to like in-depth phone calls from people that have done deals that let us know. And then like we do a call with them and we publish that on our YouTube channel.
Oh, sweet. Love it. Well, David, I appreciate your time today. You've been so generous. And yeah, this is a cool thing. It's a big answer for a lot of problems, especially those that are active real estate investors. So thank you so much, man. This has been great.
You're welcome. Thank you, Chris.
And all the rest of you guys, I hope you make it a wonderful and prosperous week. And we'll talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at MoneyRipples.com. Join us next time on the Chris Miles Money Show.